Hey everyone, I'm Deb and you're listening to my podcast, Debbie Does Dating. Today's episode is on comparing ourselves to others.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
My friend Heidi Heels, I've had her on as a guest a few times. She's a lifestyle coach and her business is Healthy Habits for Me. Heidi and I presented a workshop on comparison and I thought I'd share some of the things that we talked about. But first, the awkward dating moment. All right, I was dating a guy and I liked him well enough to have gone out on a few dates with him and we were at a barbecue at his family's house. His family was all there, and at this time I had a missionary from our church out in the field. He was in Colombia, and they're able to call home every Monday night, once a week. So Monday was our day, and we would FaceTime and just talk about the week, and all of my kids would get on. So he had called, but then had to go really fast, but by that time it was me and my daughter that was on. So we were just chatting and my kids really didn't know this guy. And so I just kind of turned the phone to him and said, you know, this is so-and-so. So he had the phone and my son, my missionary, got on. He said hi. They did the introductions. And then my daughter got on and said, hey, he wants us to call him dad. And my friend was like, no, I didn't. I didn't say that. And his whole family was listening. And my kids just like to do things like that to embarrass me. But I was pretty embarrassed. And I was like, no, you don't have to call him dad. It's so funny because afterwards she said, I just think it's funny because we already have a dad. And they just like to give people a hard time, especially those that I go out with. Anyway, they create quite a few awkward dating moments for me. So yeah, they did it that time again. All right, so our workshop was titled, Comparison is the Thief of Joy. That quote, some people say, stems back to Teddy Roosevelt, but then others contest it. But really, who cares? It was said and it was good. So comparison is the thief of joy. It happens everywhere. People compare. We compare ourselves to each other. And when we hear the word comparison, we automatically think it's a negative thing. And it can be, especially in the single scene. In the singles world, there are a lot of it going on, just because we're out there competing with each other for the attention of another. So, of course, when we walk into a singles activity, dance, or party, we immediately size everyone up. Who catches our eye? Who's our competition? And then we compare what we look like to every single one of our competitors. We then maybe shame ourselves by thinking things like, oh, she's so much prettier than me. Or look at yourself and think, I look like I just stepped out of a milking barn compared to everyone else. I've never really thought that. And probably never, nobody else has either. But, you know, I was trying to come up with some things that maybe people would think. They might think, my knockoff shoes are trash compared to her Louis Vuittons. And then, because we feel so horrible about ourselves, we then start to judge to help us feel better about what we look like. Or act like, or whatever, just to feel better about ourselves, of course. Wow, she looks like she has a lot of money. I can tell by the way she's dressed what kind of guy she's looking for. Holy cow, her makeup is so caked on. She looks like she spread it on with a butter knife. And I'm sure all the guys are thinking, what, you girls do that? I did exaggerate a bit, but the process is pretty accurate in some situations. When we compare for bad, or for negative, we start with some shame towards ourselves and then maybe end up with judgment of others. So I found an article in Psychology Today that talks about the social comparison theory. People constantly evaluate themselves and others in domains like attractiveness, wealth, intelligence, and success. According to some studies, as much as 10% of our thoughts involve comparison of some kind. Social comparison theory is the idea that individuals determine their own social and personal worth based on how they stack up against others. The theory was developed in 1954 by psychologist Leon Festinger. Later, research has shown that people who regularly compare themselves to others may find motivation to improve, but may also experience feelings of deep dissatisfaction, guilt, or remorse, and engage in destructive behaviors like lying or disordered eating. Interesting, right? So let's just ask ourselves this question. Who do you compare yourselves to, or who do you think other people compare themselves to? Answers could be like actresses, actors, singers, people on social media, friends, siblings, people you don't even know. You might compare yourself to that person who can sit down and play a beautiful piano piece, or the person who looks like they're perfectly outfitted, or someone who can get up and speak eloquently in front of a crowd and doesn't even get armpit sweat. You can tell what I compare myself to. We also compare ourselves to our old self. So, how do we compare ourselves to others? We compare our physical appearance, like our hair, our body shape, our wrinkles, personal weaknesses. I wish I had that type of personality trait. I wish I had what they have. Things like that. And then why do we compare ourselves to others? We compare ourselves to others because we want to fit in. We want to be accepted. The article also says, humans are social animals and our ancestors have always lived and survived in groups, explains psychologist Pia Linden. Comparing yourself to others serves as an orientation to see where we stand in a group and whether we need to take some action to improve our performance or position. Sounds exactly like the single scene. In psychology, Festinger's social comparison theory states that humans can't define themselves independently, but only in relation to other individuals. So, comparing our behaviors, opinions, and feelings to someone else's is necessary to find better answers to the timeless questions about who we are. So it sounds like it is a necessary part of life. We just do that, and it makes sense because comparing is obviously comparing to others, and we need to kind of gauge where we're at and what we need to improve. So we need to do it in a way that serves us, not in a way that shames us. Because when we compare ourselves, we feel less than. We can feel less than. We tend to feel less than. Inferior, and that causes us to get stuck in a negative mindset. And it lowers our self-esteem. And we know this, but for some reason, it's so hard to stop. So let's think about it this way. Take a look at these people that we judge or compare ourselves to. Let's take a look at that beautiful woman with the perfect smile for a minute. She seems so confident and sure of herself, but is she? She's so attractive, but really, does everyone in the world find her attractive? No. Why not? Because everybody's different. We all have different likes and dislikes, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder. We also connect different ways to different people. Also, ask yourself this question. Do you know everything about her? All her secrets, her thoughts, her desires, her challenges, her hopes, her fears? No. No one knows everything about others. She may be crying herself to sleep at night because she's got some severe anxiety or an eating disorder. Or maybe that person who looks like they're all put together is totally focused on her looks because she feels that that's all she has to offer. We don't know her joy or her pain. We don't know her struggles or background. What makes her who she is? So to compare ourselves to these random people is not only unhealthy, but is completely unfair to ourselves. Okay, picture you're at a swimming pool and you see a woman there and she is confident. She's walking around. She's enjoying herself. She's having so much fun. And normally, I don't know, I'm not speaking for everyone, but me personally, I don't really feel comfortable walking around in practically nothing. So I know there's others out there that feel like I do. I feel very self-conscious. So that woman out there who may not have the quote unquote perfect body that the media says that we need to have, and she is having a great time. She is not focused on herself. She is confident, and you just look at her and you just want to be like her. Because of that confidence, she obviously has confidence in herself and realizes that she has so much to give and she shines bright. Picture a world where everyone is the same. Same body shape, same color hair, same nose, same talents, same strengths. We all have the same weaknesses. How boring would that be? Our uniqueness and our differences is what makes life so exciting. We also tend to compare our weaknesses to someone else's strengths, which is so ridiculous. The article from Open Up says, overall comparing ourselves to others has proven to have a strong effect on our self-image, self-esteem, and motivation. We often skew our judgment by comparing our lesser qualities to someone's best qualities, which is like judging a fish by its ability to climb a tree. And it seems so ridiculous when you put it that way. And like I said before, our differences are what makes this life exciting. We may compare ourselves to our younger self. We tend to see others through rose-colored glasses, but when we look at ourselves, it's like we're looking through the Hubble telescope or the world's most powerful magnifying glass. No one else sees what we see in ourselves. But what we should realize is that you're beautiful in every stage of your life, and we get stronger through our trials. What if we could look at it as a badge of honor or lines of wisdom? So I have a friend who, she's not a super close friend, but she came over to me and she's very open. And she said, I just got a facelift. And I was like, oh, wow. And she was showing me, you know, where the lines were and what they did and everything like that. And I just said, wow, well, it looks good, you know. And after she left, I sat there and I realized that I had never thought of her as anything but beautiful. Obviously, she thought she saw like jowls or hanging skin or wrinkles or something that she wanted to get rid of, but I never saw those. And made me realize that she obviously felt like she needed to do that to look better. But beauty shines from within. She was beautiful to me because of her personality. I didn't even notice any of the things that she saw in herself. So, like I said, beauty shines within. And when we're doing this, we only consider the outward appearance. When we're like comparing ourself to our younger self, we consider the outward appearance. Younger, tighter skin, smaller body, blah, blah, blah. We may not consider how far we've come in love for ourselves or for the wisdom that we've gained through our challenges. Personally, I wouldn't want to go back to the old me when I did have smooth skin and all of that. The only reason I'd want to go back is maybe go back for a day when each of my kids were 2 years old. I wanted to squish their cute little cheeks. But I have gained a lot of love and appreciation for myself and who I've become because of what I've been through and what I've learned. Comparison doesn't always need to be a negative thing. It's possible to compare for good or compare to motivate ourselves. And how do we do that? Wouldn't that be so helpful, especially in the single scene? How can we celebrate each other and still be in competition with each other? Easy. Stop competing. I know that's easier for some than for others. This article makes some suggestions. So to be less vulnerable to painful comparisons, notice the people or events that prompt the behavior. Commit to being deeply grateful for what's good in your own life, and remember that the human propensity to want what others have is such a waste of time, unless what you see and quote-unquote covet in another is something of deep worth, such as their generosity or their kindness. And I have a suggestion for you when it comes to comparison in the single scene. I tried this and it totally works. Some of us go to activities or dances. I say dances because I love dancing, so I went to a lot of them. Parties or whatever. And you're just like, ooh, I wonder if tonight will be the night. I'll meet Mr. Right and all this stuff. Or you're like, I don't know anybody. It's going to be so lame. But try this because I did and it works. Instead of going on a date or to a party or an event, wondering if you'll have fun, wondering if it's going to be lame, or even deciding ahead of time that it's going to be lame, instead of thinking that you don't have a chance because everyone there is prettier, smarter, or more outgoing than you, or even all three, decide ahead of time that you're going to have a good time. You can do that. You can put aside the comparison. Because you can't control what others do or who is attracted to who, but you can control how you act, and you can just decide that. So my suggestion is just decide that you're going to have a good time no matter what. And you can take it a step further and get your mind completely off yourself and onto someone else. So decide that you're going to make it fun for someone else. someone who may not be the outgoing type, or someone who may feel awkward being there. But make sure that you keep your creepy slash crazy feelers in tune, because unfortunately there are people out there like that. But I promise you won't be focused on all the competition and comparing, and you will come away feeling like you had a great time. I promise. So remember, comparison is the thief of joy. In the simplicityhabit.com, the writer suggests ways that we can stop allowing comparison to steal our joy. When we realize where and how we tend to compare ourselves with others, we can then begin to take meaningful steps towards ending the cycle and learning to be content with what we have. Number one, determine the root of your comparison. So think about the areas in your life that you tend to compare yourself with others the most. Is it your career, marriage, material resources, competency as a parent, wealth or talents, marriage, relationship, financial security? And I'll admit that I've had thoughts in the past, why is it so easy for that person to find someone? They've only been single for a short time. And looking back now, it's so ridiculous. I could have found someone. I wasn't in the right stage in my life. My kids were still at home. I wasn't even dating because I hated it at the time. So I just sat there and felt sorry for myself while I wasn't doing anything about it. But timing is everything, people. So she goes on to say, after you pinpoint the areas, then think of how you can take a step away from the source of comparing yourself to someone else. So if it's social media, maybe take a break from social media for a while to focus on your own life and not view someone else's from behind a screen. Number two, do something to serve someone else. Like I said, in that dance scenario, or in my challenge to you, just forget yourself and see how you can make someone else's night. Number three, learn to be content with what you have. Being content is something that takes a great amount of intentionality, but it's such a freeing way of living. So stop desiring what others have and learn to appreciate what you have in this season of life. So look around and see things that you are grateful for. I promise you can see so many things every day. And if you can't, if you just have to start with one, two, or three things, you will get to where you are seeing it more and more and more because your brain is focused on that and it does whatever it can to prove you right. So if you're focused on what you don't have, that's what it'll see. But if you focus on what you do have and be grateful for what you have, it will see more and more. Number four, end the cycle and embrace gratitude. Thankfully, we don't have to live in this cycle. We can notice where comparison comes from and learn to turn away from it. Through creating boundaries, we can reclaim our joy. So each of us are blessed and gifted with different abilities and circumstances, and being grateful for what we're given is a healthy way to approach each day. Be your own person and look for ways to appreciate what you already have in front of you. Think about all that you've overcome in your life. What are your big accomplishments? What are your small victories? They all matter. She also says, if you catch yourself slipping into a comparison pattern, gently redirect your energy toward what really matters to you. This is an ongoing practice that will help you recognize when this habit might become harmful to your mental health. We've all heard the quote by Mel Robbins, one of my favorite self-help authors, and if you haven't heard it, here it is. Listen up. There's only one you, and there will never be another one. That is your power. Also, I believe we all have something to offer. We all have a light to shine like no other. And if we're focused on comparing ourselves to others by shaming ourselves, we will get stuck in that negative mindset and it'll keep us from shining our own light. Your light is just as powerful and as magnificent as anyone else's light on this planet, and you are the only one who can shine your light. So I hope you've gained some new thoughts about your own personal power. You are the only you, so why not be the best you can be? Happy dating! Hey, are you spinning an indecision? Maybe you're stuck wondering where or how to move forward. Or are you at the point where you can just take one day at a time? I'm a dating coach and I can help. In my one-to-one coaching calls, we'll talk about where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. We can do this. I believe in you. Do you want dating tips, funny stories and real life experiences on the joys and sorrows of being single, follow me on Instagram, Dating by Deb, and please interact. I love socializing with you.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.